sure why it's bumped.
So here's interesting this, yeah? So that's the sofa before they write their what do you call it? The mezuzah. Oh, here actually, it's very hard to see. Yeah, you can see the lines. You can see lines here, Tucker. They're very faint, but the mitzvah, it's a guiding line here, this mezuzah, yeah? That you write underneath the line, the top of the roof hits the line. You see over here, I can see. You see the line on top? That's over here. It's very faint.
Oh,
You can see it? It's very faint. I mean, it's an old mezuzah, this one. Yeah. But there, that's a very good example. So, sorry. You see the line on top?
Yeah.
That's mamish. So, Sofer does that on Shabbos. He's mamish on Issa Minatora Masalti.
Yeah.
That's mamish, a guiding line that's done in order that he'd be able to write the mezuzah straight. So that is a guiding line that we learn that is also to do. That's the malacha of Masaltit. Sorry? I think it is, actually. I think it is.
So it's I think so.
As far as I know, you have to have the lines. So that is, I think it's Markiv, I think, yeah. So that is the mamish, the what do you call it? We said they did it in the Mishkan. Where they did it in the Mishkan? The Mishkan was done there. They did it on the skin, on the Oiris, there, in order to cut out. They wanted to know where they're going to cut out onto, so they put those, that's how they did it. So they put those lines over there to make sure you cut to the right size and everything. We learn from here that any line to any object is a problem, as long as it helps you do writing or cutting, tearing, sewing, a submission ruin, shin, mem, sukkot, gimel, kabbeis, anything like that is a problem. Plumb line, all those things are problematic because that's all helping you to be able to cut. Yeah, that's all we said yesterday, that's all a problem. Minat Torah is that the line remains permanently. That's the issa minat Torah. Midrabonon is an issa if it's going to stay for a short time. That's midrabonon. Just by the way, that's the thing we spoke about yesterday. I just want to clarify this with a bookmark. I mean, if a person, let's say for example, makes a bookmark like this, he bends the page like this, he's not interested in a line at all. There's no interest whatsoever in a line. All he's doing this for is a bookmark. That has nothing to do with masaltis. If a person takes a fingernail, for example, and he makes a line on the page, he wants that line, that's an issue of a drop on. Because it's not a permanent thing and everything, but he's doing it, he's not going to use it as a guiding line for anything, but he's doing it as a similar way it should be, and Midrabon, they don't allow that. That's just what to clarify what we said yesterday, yeah? So when you bend the page over, you're not interested in the line at all. You don't care about this line. If you could put a bookmark in it, you'd do the same thing. The line is, mum, it's insignificant. It's just the way to fold the page over it. It makes a short line, it makes a little line over here. That is not massage it. There's no Midrabon on that either. When a person takes his fingernail, for example, he wants to make a mark of the paragraph that he wants to read, so he makes a line there, that is a problem with Rabbonon of Masaltis. So you can't do that. Someone's got, he read something in the safe, it's very likely.
Yeah,
very much.
What's the line for? To know where he left off.
Yeah.
But what's the fold of the page? To know where he left off.
Yeah, but one is a line, one's not a line. The folding and the line is nothing. You're not interested in a line at all. Yeah, but you're not interested in a line. You are, because that's your guiding line to know where it is.
It's not the line, it's where I stop, finish a chapter, or finish a sentence, or finish a thing. Again, it's not the line, it's where I stop.
No, it's not true, but the line is showing you where you stopped. You want the line to show you where you stop. That's Issa Drabon. When I fold the page, I don't, the line doesn't do anything. It's the fold really is. It happens to be the fold does that, but I'm not interested in the line. That's the chiddush. That's an interesting chiddush, the ma'aser, yeah? That's the difference. So we said, the ma'aser, that's why these things are not a problem. They're folding normally is not a problem on Shabbos. So a person folds a serviette, and these things like that, is not a problem. Someone came yesterday, I don't know, more than one person said this yesterday, I don't know where. There seems to be people who understand as an Issa, if you fold it very, very well, you make you take the serviette, for example, you go like this. Not very good, I have to do it. Let's say you fold it in half like this, yeah? You make a neat fold over here. I'm finally issuing that. I don't know. It might have more than one person told me this, they think it's a problem. I have not come across it, I must tell you. The issue of Masati would be if you fold it over like this, because you want to cut it after Shabbos. You want to cut it, so you want to make a nice fold so it cuts neatly, so that's what you're doing that for. That's the problem. But just start aside to fold it in order to put it in the serviette and holder, and it needs a nice fold in it to go in there. I can't see why that should be a problem. I don't know. I don't know why.
It looks
nice. That's what we said yesterday. The Issa, that's not Masaltin, but the Issa makes them look nice to be Shalom Kosev. For example, someone takes a serviette and makes it into a flower, or he makes it into the shape of a boat, or the shape of a fish, a meaningful shape. That could be a Shalom Kosev. But stomachs are just folding up, it's not meaningful, it's a simple shape, that's not Kosev at all. So, I don't know, I'm not convinced, but I'd say more than one person came to me yesterday and said that I've heard there's a problem when you fold it in a very tight fold. You mean you fold it over and you make it a very strong crease on the paper. They understood there was a problem. I can't tell anyone, I don't see what should be the problem. It's not roishim. I don't think you're doing it. I don't think it's a roishim there. You're not interested in, maybe interested in lying, maybe. What, to make a strong line?
Fold the
serviettes. As far as I know, simple folding is okay. Okay, well, maybe later. I'll still try and check it out. And then finally, we spoke about yesterday also about massages on foods. A person wants to cut a cake, or he wants to cut melon, and he wants to, or an orange. A person wants to cut an orange, for example, yeah? So he wants to cut the outside of the orange. He makes lines on the peel in order that he knows that when he wants to peel it, when he wants to cut it, it cuts it out very nicely. That, we said, is mutter. There's no issa of a massage on food. Two reasons we gave. Either because, like, ein ibu ba'oichlin, and ein mamachet ba'oichlin, so hu adin ein massaget ba'oichlin, same thing. Or, pshay, because we said that our whole issa of massage is a preparation for the next melacha. That means you're doing a line in order to be able to write, or you're doing a line in order to be able to cut it out, or to be able to sew along the line, or to measure something. It's all preparation for another melacha. Because man, you've not done, you're not doing for melacha. When you eat the food, you're not doing any melacha there at all. That is not a problem at all.
Most okay? People don't eat the orange.
Sorry?
Most people don't eat the orange.
Yeah, but it's all for food though, yeah, quite right. But the mice, you cut the orange for food. So the whole idea is for food, the mice, and the orange is called part of the food.
Does that swirl, you should be allowed to put a fingernail mark on the
tape
because you're not doing
any
block afterwards
with it? Yes, you're right, it's not
going to
fit, you're not. Yeah, it's because of food as well. It's got an extra swirl as well, it's food, yeah, you're right. That's quite right. Okay, anyway, let's move to the next malacha. That was a short malacha, that one, the malacha of Masaltit. The next one's actually quite Mamagea. Where's Mamachet Nagea on Shabbos? Smoothing out. What's the problem of smoothing out on Shabbos? Where's that coming to? What do you smooth out on Shabbos?
Makeup.
Oh, so no, makeup could be. What else could there be? What else could you smooth out?
Creams.
Yeah. In fact, my children just asked me this Shabbos. I don't know what it's called. They used to do a game, not a game. It's a little tub. It's got something like jelly inside there. I don't know what you do with it. It's like plasticine. So you make something, and the chokhmah is apparently you take it into the sunlight, it changes colour. You know what I'm talking about?
It's one of the latest crazy.
It's for a short while. It's like a jelly. Now, Shai's, can you play with that? So they asked me, oh, it could be a Shai's survey, actually. That's maybe similar to sunglasses, maybe. You're walking out, you leave it in the sunlight. I don't know if it changes by itself. Does it change? But I can't remember if it changed automatically. It could be.
Vaseline.
Vaseline, yeah. Vaseline also. All these creams are a problem of mamach, it could be, yeah. Or someone wants to make their hair nice and wants to put the hair cream in. I haven't got this problem. But if I said if you want to put hair cream in and want to make their hair nice and shiny, the chayra, you're smoothing out. So that is all included in this malacha of the chayra mamach. We'll speak about this present time a little bit in detail. Let's make an introduction. Where was mamach in the base of Mikdash, in the Mishkan? So that was after you had the skins of the leather, the skins of the behemoth, you skinned it. So now you have to remove all the bits on it, the hairs. So you have to smooth it out. So you just sandpaper it down or whatever. You smooth the skin in order to be able to have a nice smooth finish onto your leather. And that is the issa of mamachik. This malacha must often clash with goyzes actually. I mean, taking hair off the leather is a malach of goyzes as well. But there's a different number of nakamin. One of the nakamin is, for example, goyzes is just about two hairs. Mamachik must be the whole area smooth. You just do part of the area. That's not a malach. Malach is to smooth out. It makes hashish is also an area. But the malach of mamachik is the whole thing you've got is to smooth it out. That's one. What else? It applies to living things. Mamachik doesn't apply to a living thing. If someone takes hair, someone loses hair off a hand of a person, he's not a mamachik in the Torah because it's going to grow back again. Mamachik has to be total smoothness. It's going to last like that. It means when they took the hairs off the leather of the skins, that hair is never going to grow back again. That's a completely smooth finish. It remains like that permanently. That's it's in the Torah. Goizus is even if it's going to grow back again. Now, a living thing, person pulls hairs out, it's going to grow back. That's also goizus. So it does overlap a little bit, and I said, but there is a difference. So a machi is all this smoothing out. It applies to all surfaces, stone, wool.
Not food again.
What?
Not food again.
Oh, pasta, we'll come to food. Food is a whole section, actually, over here. Quite right. Pastures, I mean, it doesn't apply to food, quite right. You know, like this, someone's got butter, he wants to spread his bread with butter. He takes on his knife butter, he smooths it out on the bread. Pastures, that should be okay. Yeah, the mice not so simple, but the mice is. It's
on the
what?
We'll
have to come to come. I don't worry. Yeah, passes, that's okay. If you're not interested in smoothing out at all, that's okay. Oh, that's also good. Smoothing wax over a hole or. Oh, God, it's Tassmouth cream in a bandage. Bar soap also has to be about, yeah, that's also interesting. That's also interesting, bar soap, liquid soap, something. Is there a problem of rubbing liquid soap? Yeah, all this we'll speak about, that's all part of the malachi, actually, quite right. Sharpening a knife, that's a mishmur, actually. Someone takes a knife, for example, he's got a blunt knife. What? The interesting thing is, actually, he's got a blunt knife, he's not cutting very well, and he decides he's going to sharpen it. So what malachi would you have thought he's owed before tonight? Oh, I could have thought it's tikkun moneh. That you're making, but that's very hard to understand, really, because partially the knife cuts something, it's still cutting. So you made it slightly better. I'm nervous, come on. That's an interesting shayla. But say, it's the gear that could be the gear to be this kalim. In the olden days, you remember the people used to come around with the little barrows or whatever, they used to sharpen knives outside your house. So there, if a non-Jew sharpens your knife, for example, do you have to turn it again now? Has he made like a new kalim? Interesting question. I don't know about that. That's an interesting point. But here we're talking about the mice of the Issur Mamachi. So sharpening a knife borders the problem of Mamachi. You're smoothing out the surface. Any smoothing of a surface involves the Issur Mamachi. another interesting thing is Lamosha. This happens to me quite a bit. Lamosha, let's say you've got, you write something down. It doesn't come out nicely. So you put some Tippex over it. To make a nice surface. Then, on Shabbos, you're reading that surface. It's not a smooth surface, so you want to scratch out the Tippex to make it smooth. That's mamish and malachic. Smoothing out.
You don't scratch it.
Well, how do you get it off? How do you make it smooth? A ruler, any way you take it off, it doesn't have to be done by scratching out. If you take a ruler, for example, and you move it, you make it nice and fine, nice and smooth, however you do it is a problem. Sandpaper, you sandpaper, anything you want to smooth something out is an issur malachic. Sorry? Could also be kosher, exactly. It could be if you're preparing an area for writing. You're preparing it for writing. You're preparing the area now for writing. So I don't know what that is. Yeah, it could be. You have to know what that is. Yeah, it could be. It's not. The machi zikr is, though, yeah? The machi definitely is. Smoothing out that surface to make it nice and smooth is an issur machi. So the apostles speak about this. I don't understand how this works nowadays, but the apostles speak about a person's got some dirt on his shoes, on the side of his shoe. So in the old days, it used to be like a metal grid where you could rub your... I remember those things. You used to be able to rub your shoes on that metal grid. That the apostles were not so happy with because they're tired. I don't know, I'm not sure, maybe our shoes are different nowadays. It looks like you're doing something to the surface of the soul. Now, you know, I can't understand what happened. Maybe, I don't know if nowadays it's the same as the mice. I don't know any different. No one seems to be saying any different. We all seem to be saying that now. There's also a problem. I think Hashal's brings this down as well, as far as I remember. Now, I don't know what you're smoothing out there. It looks like you're smoothing out the undersole.
Well, it was there.
Maybe. It's time you're getting rid of the grit. That's extra surface was attached. So it could be. So you're getting rid of that, and that would be a problem on any surface. You'll have enough metal. Mice, a lot of possible went out on wood or on grass. And someone goes on grass, someone's got mud in his shoes, for example, and he goes on grass.
On a pavement corner,
for example, he takes it off. Is that a machik? Don't think so. Let me just show you what they say. Yud Zion. Hey, you're tiny. It's tiny mice, you're smooth, you're making the shoe smooth. You're
cleaning up the rubbish.
Clean up the rubbish. What?
As long as you're
open to
sleep, you don't care. But when you get home,
you know. I'm sad. Really.
So,
normal
thing was there, but maybe you're not on the curve.
It's also wrong.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, but
some people are saying trouble is actually what they're doing.
Yeah,
yeah,
I understand.
Dogs serve them. One absolutely can't be.
I have to find that. Yeah, I'm not sure. It doesn't sound right, huh?
Yeah, if you're doing it on the grass, you're not doing it on the rubbish. You know, the key on a sharp metal line, then you make it much smoother.
But when you go to grass, you take off the grass, that layer of mud comes out, and it's so smooth.
It's not smoothing much dirt. I think it's the rubbish, the bumpy dirt is not smooth dirt.
It's dirt, it's shadows on the dirt.
It comes off.
I have to check it out. I'm not sure. I always thought the problem was on a metal one, and the metal thing is a problem. Okay, any smoothing is not allowed. Any sort of surface is problematic. Right, now, there's another thing now, besides all this, smoothing out surface, there's another problem of mareach. Mareach is like a jelly which you smooth out. That's interesting, this over here. There's three levels over here. Level number one is a person's got a very thick substance. So the Shulchan Aruch's case over here for this is like, I mean, it's not Mami's Shulchan Aruch's case. It looks like the Shulchan Aruch's case is wax. Someone's got like soft wax and he smooths it out. Our modern day example is called plasticine, Play-Doh. All these things are very, very firm. One of them, unfortunately, say the Hagdora is if you put your finger through it and you make a hole, when you take your hand out, the hole still remains. That's a thick substance. To smooth that out is an issa mamareach when I tell you. So a person, for example, has got plasticine, he's playing with plasticine, and he wants to roll it out, to smooth it. If he does that, he's done an issa min ha-Torah mamareach, smoothing. Where else does that apply to? I've got plasticine, Play-Doh, greasy shoe polish. You know the shoe? It's not hard. If you make a hole in Play-Doh, that hole will remain.
After a little bit, it'll start.
Would it fall apart, though, afterward? Mm-hmm. In Play-Doh? You make a hole, you've got a lump of Play-Doh. I think if you make a hole in Play-Doh, the hole will remain. I don't know, it'll come out. Mm-hmm. And this grease thing that I was talking about, this other game that they're playing with in this tub, is much like this. It's very firm. If you make a hole in it, it won't fall apart. It's a. What?
Does it dissolve after a few minutes?
No, I don't think so. Does it? I haven't tried it out.
Play-Doh,
yeah? It looks like. I mean, it stays in the tub for a long time, like that.
No, you put it on the side,
it's
the last.
Yeah? Oh, that's very good. That's interesting. But that's the next stage. So, 1 minute. If something that's over my head has got a thick jelly, which the mice you want to smooth out. So, plasticine, blue tack, these things over here, where you want to smooth it out, that is lechera a problem, minatera of my mareach. Divine, not talking about food, yeah. Divine would even food apart. Soft putty as well. Someone's got a window pane, he puts putty on there, then you've got to smooth it out. That's mummy's going to last a long time like that. That's a problem. That's level number one. Level number two is a bit harder to understand. That is it's a solid mass, but it's going to spread after a while. If you leave it as it was for a while, it'll spread. It's hard to know what fits in the Shulchan Aruch's case about is thick oil. That means it looks like, I don't know if we've got this, but see this over here. That you thick oil, which it's, as you pour it out, it's quite lumpy, it holds together. If you leave for a bit of time, it'll spread by itself. That is also good. I'm trying to, what example is that over here? It's hard to know. I put shower, no, it's also a shemen oil. I put thick oil, something like that. Chelev is worse, maybe. But it's not such an easy thing to know. Maybe cream paintings are not clear what level this is. This level number two is not so simple. Then you've got level number three, something which is quite runny. That means it's a thin mixture, it runs, but you can still have to spread it out. It's even water. If a person puts water on his hand, if you want to spread it, you can take the water further up. There, something which is very runny, there's no mamachi at all. It doesn't apply. What? What?
Oil.
Normal shem. Normal oil, not thick oil, but normal oil, which is very, very runny, there's no problem whatsoever with smoothing that out. So again, there's three levels. The level issa min ha-Torah mamareach is something which is very, very thick. It's a thick substance, and I'll say the Hadorah that they seem to say is if you put your finger in it, and then you take it out, the hole still remains. That's mamareach min ha-Torah. Midrabbonon, there's an issa mamareach on anything which is quite stiff. It will spread eventually. If you leave it as it is, eventually it'll spread over, it'll spread down.
Liquid soap,
No, I'm not sure. Liquid soap very often is very runny. It's more or less like water very often. Liquid soap. Liquid soap is a very controversial point. Liquid soap. Yeah, I don't know. I think I also would have thought it spread after a while. You have to know most of it was spread. Most of our liquid soaps and the fairy liquid are like water, really. I mean, they're made a bit thicker than water, but it's got to have some substance to it. You need to spread out. It's a thick stuff. Fairy liquid, I mean, it's a good stuff, fairy liquid, but it's not thick. It doesn't need to be spread out, I would have thought. I would have thought it's more dove to water. And the third level is that which is runny like water. Very, very, it's very, very runny. A thin lotion, a baby's thin lotion, which is quite runny. There's no problem there with my air at all. There, it's completely runny. Of course, to spread it, because that's like water. Water has to be spread. That's not a problem at all.
Liquid soap
is a bit shy there. Ramosha says liquid soap could be level number two. Most possible take on liquid soap is number three. number three. It's 11 number three. It's gone completely more or less runny. Speaking about
fire.
It's a problem?
It's a problem.
All right, great.
Hand lotion.
Actually, so I'm asking about soap normally.